أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية الأربعين، نوية العبد الشاف، نوية الخلوة، نوية العز، نوية الرياض، نوية السيوف، لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We mentioned in the previous session that Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami found that there is no way, although you need to do your prayers, your fasting, your Hajj, that if you are doing them with a kind of pride or arrogance, is never going to find a way to open the door of the Divine Presence. And that's why he was not knowing what he has to do. We are describing the, as we said, the way of a perfect guide. Who is a perfect guide in order that you follow in your seclusions, in your life, that can guide you. So he tried prayers. He found many there at that door, standing in line. He tried fasting, finding many. Tried Hajj, to be with them, pilgrims, people, saints. With those who are prostrating, they are not the same. And then he was in doubt of himself, not doubt of his Lord. Doubting himself, what I have to do? There are many people in life today, they try to do things that they think that it is important to do it for the benefit of the of those who are around them, or those or benefit for the Sheikh. Then they realize that when they begin to have shak, doubt about their situation, am I doing correct or am I doing wrong? They are fasting, they are praying, they are doing everything, but they think that they left everything in their lives and doing what their sheikhs want, or their what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, or what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants. And this, they are doing it as something that might get them nearer to the Divine Presence. Because in their mind, it's correct, this is correct, that they gave everything up. Then they go into that situation of doubting everything. Not doubting about Allah's creation or Allah's presence or Allah is the creator. No, but doubting the way they are approaching. Like Imam Ghazali, he doubted himself, he doubted what he is doing, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled him out of that doubt and guided him to the right way. Sayyidina Abu Yazid also was doubting, am I doing the correct thing? And then he was looking and looking, and then said, Ya Rabbi, you teach me. I knocked every door, and every door I saw many there ahead of me in that way. And then Allah said to him, come to me with poverty, with al-faqa wal-faqr. Come to me with faqa means something that you have. Some poor people, they might find something to eat, but faqa, that you have nothing to eat. You have nothing in your hand. Extreme poverty. Like homeless that we are seeing and we can get a lesson from them. We see them, they can find something in these places where they look, where in behind restaurants or behind supermarkets or behind this and that. Even in garbage cans, you can find a lot of them in different areas. For them, there is no anymore self. Their self is gone. They are homeless. They know that they have no place to go except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They eat everything. But faqa is extreme poverty. Even homeless cannot find anything. He said, come to me like that. Means present yourself. All this amal that you are doing, of prayer, fasting, everything, come, even though you are doing it, but come to me showing me your extreme need to me. Show me that you are, or everything what have you done of amal is nothing. Doesn't mean anything to yourself. You have to do it. Show me your extreme acceptance that I am the rich one and everyone else in the creation are the poor and they are in need for me. And that's why Prophet ﷺ was worshipping day and night until his feet were swollen. فالفقر هنا ليس فقرا ماديا. Here the poverty is not physical poverty, but it is spiritual poverty. You have to show that your spirit or your spirituality or your soul is bankrupted. You are completely bankrupted. You have nothing of spirituality. وهو أن ترى نفسك في احتياج إلى الله دائما. You have to see yourself that always you are in need for your Lord. You must not see to yourself, you must not tell yourself, oh, you are lucky, you are worshipping, you are praying, you are fasting. You must not see your amal, وَأَنْ لَا تَرَى لِأَعْمَالِكَ نُفُوذًا. You must not see to your amal any effect or influence on you that you make you proud of yourself. But all your i'timad, أَنْ يَكُونُ كُلُّ اعْتِمَادِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. You have to be completely dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your feelings, in your dealing with people, in your knowledge, in your actions, in every moment of your life or every second of your life, you have to have a connection and remembrance with your Lord in your heart. Your Lord is connected with your heart. Your mind is connecting with the people. And you have to see everything coming from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. Allah said, He is the rich and you are poor in everything. So the best ilm, the best knowledge that you are seeking is not the knowledge that makes you proud of yourself, but the knowledge that teach you how to be poor to Allah, how to be extreme in need for Allah's support. And that's how it happened, is by freeing the soul and the spirit from the ego. And Abu Yazid said that happened عند نسيان النفس ذكر بارئ النفس. عند نسيان النفس.
ايجو فورجيت.
When the ego forgets ذكرى بارئ النفس.
Remembrance of the one who fashioned.
Means you have to forget about yourself, your ego, and only remember the one who fashioned that self, who bari nafs, who fashioned it and purified it. He is the one that can purify it and fashioned it in the best way, and woven it to you in your new journey toward him. He will drop you from remembering your ego, means letting your ego not to ride on you, but to ride on it. You will be riding on it by remembering your Lord, who is the one that has the power to fashion and woven it in a different way and purify it. So we see from here that poverty and extreme poverty and humility, well, intisar, and to show that you are humble by to lower yourself to the maximum possible through the way of servanthood. So Abu Yazid al-Bastami, in the way of servanthood, he is not anymore worshipping to get rewards. He is worshipping believing that he has, this is a duty on him, he is servant. He is slave to his Lord. He is servant to his Lord. There is nothing else. He has to do what he has to do because he is servant. He loves to be servant. He is happy to be servant. People today, they say, oh, we are worshipping to save ourselves from hellfire. It's correct, that's good. But in Abba Yazid al-Bastami, it's not like that. He said, wherever Allah wants to put me, he wants to put me in hellfire or he'll put me in paradise. This is not my choice, it's his choice. My choice is I have to be a good servant. Servanthood. Through servanthood, the real servanthood, the true servanthood, and that's why Prophet ﷺ said the most happy time is when Allah called me abd, servant to him. That's why Allah called it, Subhanallah الذي أسرى بعبده. Praise be to Allah who took into Isra and Mi'raj his servant, Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. He mentioned him as his servant. Through servanthood and the reality of servanthood, biha wasala man wasala, through it whom reached, they reached only through servanthood, the real one. And that real one is maqam al-ubudiyya, where you say yourself is bankrupted, you have nothing, you are a slave. A slave has nothing. He is under the command of his Lord. He tells him do this, he will do that, do that, he will do that. Look, Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi, he was slave to Zoroastrian. He was obeying them in his life, during his what he was doing for them. In his heart with his Lord, he was looking for searching for reality. When he went to look more, he went to Baghdad, he was servant in the monastery. He was slave. He is accepting what they are telling him. He said, I never did something against their wishes, the wishes of the monk. I served him more than I served myself. That is servanthood. He was looking for that reality. Training, Allah training him, Prophet is training him. Before he knew Prophet physically, he knew him through his heart. So to know through your heart is more powerful. And that's why at the end he was becoming, he became, Prophet said, Salman is from my family. It reached when you go through your heart and you become a real servant to Allah, not looking for anything else, the whole dunya will come after you. The whole wealth will come after you, and for you is nothing. It dropped from your eyes. Even you own the whole wealth of world treasures, still for you is doesn't mean anything, like as if you have nothing. You feel yourself bankrupted towards your Lord. Allah huwa al-ghani. When Allah say, I am the rich. وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءِ He say, and you are the poor. أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ You are poor to Allah or for Allah or in front of Allah. You are nothing. All this wealth of dunya doesn't weigh a wing of a mosquito. Even if you have it all, it's nothing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cut your stomach and made a big animal inside eating your stomach, cancer, or eat your tongue, there are many tongue cancer. So you don't eat, you don't taste, you don't finish. You know what is the wealth of dunya was going to do with you? All is gone. And that's why always we have to pray and we have to remember, Ya Rabbi, thank you for the health that you are giving us. There are rich people, they have no health. Their health is zero. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you health, giving you happiness. So that's why we have to see the reality is in showing you are in extreme needs for your Lord, although you have everything, but still you are poor. So Sayyidina Salman was, then he sold him, he went to Sham, also serving that monk. Then he sold himself to these Arabs who were going to Medina. He went with them, he gave them all his wealth, fi sabilillah. He gave everything before selling himself. He's selling himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave everything and went with them. They cheated him. They took him as a slave and they sold him to someone. So he changed from Zoroastrian to monk, to Christian, to Jew. They sold him to a Jew. He was serving him. Then the Jew sold him to another Jew near living in Medina. He was serving him. He didn't say this one is Zoroastrian, this one is a priest, monk, this one is a Jew, this one is a Jew. Finish. I am there, I am listening, obeying and listening. This is very difficult. اسمعوا وأطيعوا. اسمعوا وعوا. Listen and obey, listen and be aware, have awareness. So what happened at the end? Prophet said, come, you are my family. What's better than that? When Allah called Abu Yazid al-Ghassani, come to my presence now. I'm opening for you my door. So when you come to your Lord through servanthood with Siddiq, with truthfulness, you will reach like those who came before you and reached. وَفَلَحَ مَنْ فَلَحَ And those who achieved their Lord happiness with them. All this is around a point to leave في ترك حظ الدنيا ونسيانه حظ النفس ونسيانه to leave the self the all what the self desire likes and to forget about the self you forget about yourself completely they ask Abu Yazid who are you? I said, I don't know. He said, I don't know. I forgot my name. I'm not Abu Yazid anymore. Well, then what you are? I don't know. I'm my slave to my Lord. That's what I know. I'm servant, I'm slave. I don't know who is Abu Yazid. Go and ask him. If you find him, go and ask him. He's gone. Where he's gone? Are you asking me? They asked him, why you don't travel? Why you don't travel around? He said, my friend is not traveling. How I can travel? I'm there in that divine presence. I'm there. Why I have to travel? That means he is the fastest one to travel. He traveled to his Lord, staying there. He said, Ya Rabbi, you created creation. It's your creation, not anyone else. They are your shadow. So why you have put a balance, a scale in the judgment day to see what they have done? You created them. See what you have done. What you have done is correct and perfect. So they obeyed what you have done. So when you weigh your what you have done, they are saved. He said, you put Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path, that bridge between from over hellfire to reach paradise from resurrection day. And we are your shadow. Allah created a human being on his image. It's a hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are your reflection, your image, your shadow. So you walk there, pass in front of us, you will find us with you. We are already there. This is how Allah brought him near and near and near to his divine presence. He said, I have divorced dunya 3 times. Means I have no way to come back to dunya. And wasirtu ila rabbi wahdi. And I went to my Lord by myself. Only within my heart, the guidance of my Shaykh, the love of my Prophet, the guidance of my Prophet, and going there. I said, Dunya, no way to go back to you. I'm only going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I never looked back to what I had of positions and to what Allah gave me of alim and knowledge. He was big alim in his lifetime. He had high positions. There are people, they reach high position and at one moment they drop it and they move forward. They never look back. Although it's a painful to see how far they left all kinds of dunya positions and going for akhirah and suffering and struggling and miseries, and after you be respected by high people, dunya people, you are now, look at you, oh crazy, look. That one's crazy. What happened to that person? Has no mind. like happened to many of golden sheikhs, the golden chain sheikhs, when they left everything in their life and not looking back at dunya. Many of their stories, no, we are not going to go into these stories. So Abu Yazid never looked back. I finished with it. I don't want to look back. I'm looking to my Lord. And he said, Ya Rabbi, I am asking you, I am directing my heart, my face, everything to you. أدعوك دعاء من لم يبقى له غيرك. I'm praying for you, asking you prayer that there is no one left to me except you. I have no way to go right or left, only you. At that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, came to my heart, first thing to my heart that, oh my servant, I accepted your dua. And he made, when that inspiration came to my heart, he made me to forget completely myself, as if I'm not anymore knowing whom am I. I know only I am a servant to my Lord. And look what he said. وَنَصَبَ الْخَلَائِكَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ مَا إِعْرَاضِي عَنْهُمْ وَنَصَبَ الْخَلَائِكَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ مَا إِعْرَاضِي عَنْهُمْ. And he displayed al-khala'ik, creation, between my hands. He brought the whole dunya, the whole creation that he created in front of me. I left them already. I don't want them. I only want you, Ya Rabbi. But as soon as he accepted me, and it came to my heart that he accepted my prayer, I saw all the creation coming back to me. And I didn't look at them, although he put them in front of me. Means here that he put them in front of him, means now your heart will not ever change. Even you'll get the whole wealth of dunya, it's okay. I'm bringing them now to you. Before, your ego wanted them. Your ego wanted dunya. When you left dunya, I'm giving you now dunya. Take it, don't worry about it. I will make dunya slave for you now. Because you are my slave, I'm making everything created to be your slave now. And I said at that time, Ya Rabbi, what I will do with that? I want your way. He said, no problem. Truk nafsaka wa ta'al. You want me? Now? You know now I gave you the dunya back, but now I gave it to you. So what you want now? He said, I don't know. You tell me what I want you. He said, leave yourself and come to me. You will find me. He said, I saw in my dream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I said, oh Allah, how I can find you? He didn't say, itruk nafsak, leave yourself and come to me. He said, farik nafsak wa ta'ala. Separate from yourself. As we say, when someone die, we say he's farak al-ruh. Al-ruh farak al-jasad. The soul separate the body. So it means separate from yourself, divorce yourself. Throw yourself out and come to me. This is to clear what we said yesterday a little bit, and inshallah we will continue next time more about that, about that self, and we finish the seclusion the last page of that, we will explain it. And we finish that series, we go on another series, inshallah. Min Allahi tawfiq wa harmatul fatiha.